I have always and always will be a huge fan of on-the-job training, which is why I think it's brilliant that we've got an education expert saying today that the apprenticeship scheme or the system needs an overhaul. And not only that, he wants to see schools doing more and is suggesting they could offer a trades preparation qualification to create a pipeline of new apprentices, but also, and I think this is more important, to remove the stigma that an apprenticeship is second fiddle to a university degree. Now, Michael Johnston is the person speaking out today. He's involved with the New Zealand Initiative think tank, and here's how he sums up the situation at the moment.
University education has much higher status in New Zealand than apprenticeship training. That contrasts really strongly with countries like Germany, which has half of its young people leaving school going straight into apprenticeships. We need to do much more at various levels of the system to bring together apprenticeship training into a coherent system so that young people are aware of its existence and also see it as a high status option.
Amen to that. The way they're just on that, the way that they do things in Germany sounds brilliant, doesn't it? 50% of the kids leaving school going into apprenticeships. So Michael Johnston, that's the chap there, you just heard there, he's saying that part of the problem is that trades historically have been seen or have been promoted as the thing kids do if they're not bright enough to go to university or not interested in going to university, which is crazy for a number of reasons, whole lot of reasons. I mean, for starters, I marvel all the time at what tradespeople know and what they can do. Which is why Michael Johnston says that we need schools, the trades, and the training organisations to be better connected so that some of these big brains end up doing the jobs they're best suited for and not being forced to university. He says maybe we also might need some sort of bonding system that would keep or require tradespeople, once they've finished their apprenticeship, to stick around and not take off somewhere else. He says that would probably encourage more employers to take someone on in the first place. He might have a point there, but I suspect that businesses look at apprentices and just see the extra work from day one. They're not thinking 3 years ahead. I just don't think they're necessarily concerned whether the apprentice is going to stick around or not once they've got their qualification. But the idea of his that I really like is this bit where he says schools need to up their game when it comes to promoting trades and getting kids ready to move into a trade. Because I was going to say, I think, well, I don't just think, I know that over the years, schools, and in particular schools' careers advisors, they've pointed a lot of kids in the wrong direction, making them think that a university degree is the be-all and end-all, haven't they? Another reason why I'm so excited at the ideas Michael Johnston is pushing today is that on-the-job training is how I started my working life. So maybe I'm biased, maybe. You might have heard me say before that when I left school, I wanted to be a journalist, so I did what they called a cadetship at the local newspaper in Dunedin. And since then, I have been dismayed at how so many people have been sucked in by this idea that a university degree is way better than an apprenticeship or any other form of on-the-job training. And of course, there are some professions where people have to go to university, law, medicine, engineering, they're examples, although there are different types of engineering, but you might have to go to a polytech. But I've never understood, for example, why a degree makes someone a better journalist. The other great thing about apprenticeships, and this is probably not a great thing for employers, but someone can start an apprenticeship, realise they're not actually cut out for that particular trade and move on to something else without racking up huge debt at university, and then after 3 or 4 years realising, oh, I'm not actually cut out for the thing I studied for. I'm not really cut out to be an engineer. I'm not really cut out to be a doctor. You know, I feel faint at the sight of blood. Might be a slight exaggeration. A guy I went to school with, for example, he took on a plumbing apprenticeship when he left. He realised pretty quickly it wasn't for him, moved on to an electrical apprenticeship, and he's flourished ever since. And the other thing about all of this is that it seems we've been saying forever that we need more apprenticeships and we need to make the trades, you know, taken more seriously, but nothing seems to have changed. And maybe, let's have a think about it, Maybe it's because, if we are really honest, maybe we've been so brainwashed over the years that you only do a trade if you're not bright enough to go to university, that we're part of the problem as well. We probably don't want to admit it, but maybe deep down, some of us still believe it. I don't for a minute, but some might do. And hopefully there aren't any careers advisors who still hold on to that view, because I agree 100% with this education expert saying today that the apprenticeship system needs an overhaul, and that schools should be offering a trades preparation qualification to create a pipeline of new apprentices and to remove the stigma that an apprenticeship is second best to a university degree. But what do you think? What do you reckon? Should we be encouraging more kids to take on apprenticeships? Well, call me right now and tell me what you think. Our number here at News Talk ZB is 0800 80 10 80.